بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Okay, today this is going to be our session number 32, reading from lessons in Arabic language, level 4, Dr. Fa Abdul Rahim, Islamic University of Medina, Arabic Language Institute. And today, in this session number 32, by the permission of Allah, we hope to complete Lesson 28. So, from the homework assignment, what it was suggested that we do a quick review of the English key, points 1 and 2, primarily point number 1, the maf'ul al-mutlaq and the different types of masdar, pages 125 to 129. And then after that, we're going to go to the exercises where we left off, which is exercise number 4. Related to the maf'ul al-mutlaq, and exercise number 5, the na'ib an al-masdar, the things that substitute for the masdar, and then exercises 6, 7, and 8, which also deal with various matters related to the maf'ul al-mutlaq, and then exercises 9 and 10, which deal with the types, some of the types of masdar, the masdar marra and masdar hayya, and then exercise 11, which deals with the masdar mimi, and exercise number 12 deals with the cognate masdar and its two types. Alright, so inshallah, we're going to take a quick look at the English key, points 1 and 2, and then we're going to go through the exercises from exercise 4 through exercise 12, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Okay, quick look at the English key, page 125. The first thing is the definition of maf'ul mutlaq. It says it is the masdar of the verb occurring in the sentence, and this masdar of the verb that occurs in the sentence is used along with the verb for various reasons, primarily for the sake of emphasis, to emphasize the verb. The second point is that the maf'ul mutlaq has 4 uses. It is used to emphasize, as we just mentioned. It is used to specify the number of times the action of the verb occurred. It is used to specify the type of action. And it is also sometimes comes as a substitute for the verb. Substitute for the verb. In this case, only the masdar, which substitutes for the verb, is mentioned, and the verb is not mentioned. The third matter that we dealt with in the English key is words which deputize or substitute for the masdar. And we had 8 categories of words which deputize for the masdar, in which case they became mansub and are grammatically regarded as maf'ul mutlaq. Yani, so when you do the i'rab of the sentence, you say this is maf'ul mutlaq mansub. Yani, those words, types of words that substitute or deputize for the masdar. The first of them are words such as kullu ba'd ay, yani words that have the masdar as its mudaf ilayhi. Words that have the masdar as its mudaf ilayhi, yani those words substitute for the masdar, and therefore we say they are maf'ul mutlaq mansub, yani na'ib anil masdar. The second type is a case in which a number has the masdar as its tamyiz, a number, and the masdar comes after it as its tamyiz. The third case is an adjective of the masdar, where the masdar itself is not mentioned. The masdar is omitted, and what remains is the adjective that's describing the masdar. So the masdar is understood, but it's not mentioned. So that adjective, the sifa that remains, is regarded as the maf'ul mutlaq mansub. The fourth is an ism masdar. An ism masdar is a word that's not a masdar, but it has the same meaning as the masdar, except that it has less letters. So it also can, yani, substitute for the masdar, and therefore it became maf'ul mutlaq mansub. The fifth is of two types, the cognate masdar. Yani, these are masdars that come from the same root as the verb in the sentence, but either it's a masdar of the mujarrad verb, where the verb used in the sentence is a mazid verb, or it's the masdar of a mazid verb, but from a different bab than the verb, the mazid verb that's used in the sentence. So these are masdars, but they are from, not from the same bab, either mujarrad and the verb is a mazid, or it's a mazid masdar but from a different bab than the verb, the mazid verb that's used in the sentence. The sixth one is a demonstrative pronoun with the masdar as its bedel. And you have a demonstrative pronoun and its bedel is the masdar. So the demonstrative pronoun is regarded as the maf'ul mutlaq, and it is takes the case of being mansub or fi mahalli nasb. The seventh case is a pronoun referring back to the masdar, referring back to a masdar that's mentioned in the sentence. Yani there's a verb, and then there's a masdar from that verb, and then a pronoun comes along that refers back to the masdar, so that pronoun is regarded as maf'ulun mutlaq, yani mansub or fi mahalli nasb. And the eighth is a synonym of the masdar, yani a masdar from a different verb, but has the same meaning as the masdar of the verb that's mentioned in the sentence. The second matter of this lesson was there are many types of masdar, and we mentioned three of them. One of them is masdar al-marra. This masdar denotes how many times the action of the verb took place. And it's on the pattern of fa'alatun. Fa'alatun, like darbatun. Now, the second type is masdar al-hay'a, which is a masdar that represents the manner of the action, yani a description of how that action occurred, its manner. And this is on the pattern of fi'latun, yani the masdar al-marra is fa'alatun with fatta, the masdar al-hayya is fi'latun with kasra, and another type of masdar is masdar mimi, and it is on the pattern of maf'alun or maf'ilun, and each of them may take tarmabuti, yani maf'alun or maf'alatun or maf'ilun and maf'ilatun. Now, alright, so that's a quick review of what we covered in the English key, and now we're going to go to exercise number 4 where we left off in the previous session. Okay, so exercise number 4 on the bottom of page 241. It says, استخرج من, I'm sorry, no, that's exercise number 3. Number 4 says, عين المفعول المطلق. فيما يأتي واذكر نوعه واذكر نوعه. Okay, so they're going to give us here 9 sentences, and we have to identify the maf'ul mutlaq and mention what type of maf'ul mutlaq it is. In other words, is it a maf'ul mutlaq that is just emphasizing the meaning of the verb in the sentence, or is it clarifying the type of that verb, or is it clarifying the number of that verb, or is it a masdar that is substituting for the verb itself, a substitute for the verb, where the verb is not mentioned, just the masdar is mentioned. Alright? So, the first exercise is what? Identify the maf'ul mutlaq and mention what type of maf'ul mutlaq it is. So the first sentence says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا ذُكُرُوا اللَّهَ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا. Surah Al-Ahzab, 33rd Surah, 41st Ayah. And the maf'ul mutlaq is ذكران. ذكران. Yani that is mentioned here to clarify the type of action the verb in the sentence, yani, is indicating. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اذكروا الله. This is the verb in the sentence. اذكروا الله. O you who believe, remember Allah. ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا يعني what manner of remembrance? A lot of remembrance, much remembrance, with much remembrance. So this is a مَفْعُولُ الْمُطْلَقُ ذِكْرًا. The fact that it's followed by an adjective or followed by a مُضَافِ إِلَيْهِ indicates that it is مَفْعُولُ الْمُطْلَقُ لِبَيَانٍ نَوْ. That indicates the type of the verb, type of verb. يعني what, يعني the manner of the verb. يعني how to remember Allah? A lot of remembrance. Okay, how do we know that it's bayan and no? Because either it's gonna the masdar is gonna have an adjective following it, or it's gonna have a mudaf ilayhi, which tells us something about what type of dhikr in this case, or what type of the action it is. Dhikran kathira. Number 2. Sa'alani al-talibu su'al al-nahwiyin, fa'ajabtuhu ijabat al-mufassirin. Yani the student asks me the question of the, yani the scholars of Nahu, of grammar, a grammarian question. And I answered him with the answer of the Mufassireen, the answer of the scholars of Tafsir, a Tafsir answer. Alright, so there are two maful al-mutlaq here. Sa'alani, su'al. Alright, the master is su'al. What type of maful al-mutlaq is it? It's maful al-mutlaq li bayan an-naw, to tell us the type or the manner of the verb in the sentence. Sa'ala. Sa'alani at-talibu su'al an-nahwiyin. What type of su'al? The su'al of the grammarians. Fa'ajabtuhu. Ajabtu, yani is the verb. Ijaba is the master. What type of maful al-mutlaq here? Libayan al-naw as well. It's also telling us the type of the action of, yani, answering. What type of answer? The answer of the mufassireen, the scholars of tafsir, explanation of the Quran. Number three. Wallahu anbatakum min al-ardi nabatan. Thumma yu'idukum fiha. ويخرجكم إخراجا سورة النوح سورة النوح يعني 71st سورة 17th آية والله أنبتكم من الأرض يعني the scholars of tafsir say أنبتكم means here خلقكم من الأرض means يعني Adam and so likewise the children of Adam يعني من الأرض الله أنبتكم يعني he caused you to grow from the earth meaning he created you from the earth created Adam from the soil of the earth. Nabatan here is emphasizing the verb anbata. Anbatakum min al-ardi nabatan. It's used for ta'keed al-mana, to emphasize the meaning that Allah brought you forth, caused you to grow from the earth. And He created you from the earth. And He emphasizing this creation or this growth. Thumma yu'idukum fiha, and then He returns you to it, to the earth, yani meaning you are buried back in the earth at the time of death. وَيُخْرِجُكُمْ إِخْرَاجًا, and then he will bring you out, yani an إخْرَاج, a bringing out. He says he will bring you out, meaning yani for the resurrection, yani يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ, for the resurrection and gathering for accounting. Here, إخْرَاجًا is the مَفْعُولُ mutlak, emphasizing the meaning of yukhrijukum. He would definitely bring you out of the earth. Emphasis. So these two, maful al-mutlaq nabatan, is for emphasizing the meaning of anbata, and ikhrajan is for emphasizing the meaning of yukhrijuk. Yukhrijuka. Or yukhrijukum. Naam. Okay, going to page 241, 242. The next, we're still in exercise number 4. Still in exercise number 4, sentence number 4. Allah mentions in the Quran in Surah Al-Fajr, 89th Surah, 19th and 20th Ayat, وَتَأْكُلُونَ التُّرَاثَ أَكْلًا لَمَّا وَتُحِبُّونَ الْمَالَ حُبًّا جَمَّا. Yani, and you are eating or consuming the turath, yani mirath, yani inheritance, aklan lamma, with greed, yani shadid, kathir, yani just going to the extreme with it, so that nothing of it remains. وَتَأْكُلُونَ تُرَاثَ aklan. تَأْكُلُونَ is the verb, aklan is the maful al-mutlaq, the masdar that's mentioned here, لِبَيَان النَّوْ, to clarify the type of the action of that verb. And how do we know it's بَيَان النَّوْ? Because it's followed by an adjective, aklan. Lamma. Lamma means yani aklan shadidan kathiran. Yani much. A lot. وَتُحِبُّونَ الْمَالَ حُبًّا جَمًّا. تُحِبُّونَ is the verb. حُبًّا is the master. مَفُولٌ mutlaq mansub. لِبَيَانٍ النَّوْ. Also for clarification of the type of the action of the verb. What type of hub? حُبًّا جَمًّا. Again, جَمًّا means kathiran or shadidan. Yani with an extreme love, abounding love. Yani you love al-mal, yani wealth, with an extreme love. Tayyib. The next sentence, sajadtu sajdataini. Yani I prostrated two prostrations. Here, sajdataini is the masdar. Yani it's masdar al-marra, meaning that it's a masdar that is on the pattern of فعل يعني سجدة, and it is for the purpose of clarification of the number, العدد, لبيان العدد, the number of times the verb in the sentence took place. Number 6, the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah An-Nuh, again, 9th ayat. In the 71st surah, 9th ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the surah, ثُمَّ إِنِّي أَعْلَنْتُ لَهُمْ وَأَسْرَارْتُ لَهُمْ إِسْرَارًا. يعني Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is conveying the speech of Nuh alayhi salam, where he says, ثُمَّ إِنِّي أَعْلَنْتُ لَهُمْ, then I proclaimed publicly, announced to them publicly, ثُمَّ إِنِّي أَعْلَنْتُ لَهُمْ وَأَسْرَارْتُ لَهُمْ, and I also appealed to them secretly, privately, يعني publicly and privately, إِسْرَارًا. Here, the verb أَسْرَارْتُ is emphasized by the master إِسْرَارًا, that I definitely appealed to them in private, secretly, for sure. تأكيد المعنى, emphasizing the meaning of أسررتو. Number 7, قال الشاعر, يعني a poet said, فصبرا في مجال الموت صبرا فما نيل الخلود بمستطاع. يعني the meaning of this sentence, in Allah knows best, is صبرا في مجال الموت صبرا. يعني a person is saying to himself, صبراً في مجال الموت صبراً, يعني be patient, don't be afraid of death in the battlefield. يعني مجال الموت is on the battlefield, this is where people are going to die. So صبراً, the person is saying to his nafs, be patient, don't be afraid of death on the battlefield. That's what happens on the battlefield. فما نيل الخلود بمستطاع, for ما نيل الخلود, يعني it is negation, يعني ما هي is ما نافية, meaning يعني negation, it is not possible to nail الخلود, يعني it's not possible for anyone to achieve eternity, nobody's going to live forever, بمستطاع, يعني it is not something that you are استطاع, يعني يستطيع, you're not able to obtain الخلود, eternity, to live forever. فما نيل الخلود بمستطاع, يعني be patient in the majal al-maut, in the place where people are going to die on the battlefield, because you are not able to live forever. Nobody is able to do so. So here, yani, in terms of our grammar here, فَصَبَرًا, here is the master, نَائِبْ عَنَ الْفِعْلِ عَنْ فِعْلِهِ, it's substituting for the verb. The verb is not mentioned, but صَبَرًا is the مَفْعُولُ mutlaq mansub. Yani, what type of مَفْعُولُ mutlaq? Yani, المستر النائب عن فعله, the master that's substituting for the verb, as opposed to the 8 things that may substitute for the master, this is the master substituting for the verb, صبران. And the second صبران, صبران في مجال الموت صبران, appears to be يعني for emphasis of the first one, صبران, صبران في مجال الموت صبران, emphasizing being patient, for you're not able to achieve eternity, it's not possible. Okay, number 8, حجاً مبروراً, يعني you have, يعني this is a dua for, like a person is making a dua that you have a حج مبرور. And here حجاً, here is لبيان النوع, is for clarification of the type of the action of the verb. So in this particular case, يعني it's permissible, if it's clear, it's permissible to omit the amil, that is the actual verb itself. It's permissible to omit the verb if the meaning is going to be clear. So the meaning here is hajajta hajjan mabruran, you have performed pilgrimage, a pilgrimage that is mabrur, yani accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here hajjan is the maful mutlaq mansub, yani which is yani clarifying the type of the action, hajj, the type of hajj, because it's followed by an adjective. So it's clarifying the type of the now of the verb, which is left out here because it's understood, and that's permissible to leave out the verb. Number 9, tala al imamu tilawatan jamilatan, the imam, he recited with a beautiful recitation. So tala is the verb, and Tilawatan is the maf'ulun mutlaq, yani the master, that's maf'ulun mutlaq, mansub, li bayan and nau, for clarification of the type of tilawa, the type of the verb, tala. What type of tala? Yani reciting, tilawa jamila. It's telling us the type. And how do we know that? Because it's followed by an adjective, tilawatan jamilatan. Okay, that's exercise number four. Yani identifying the maf'ulun mutlaq and what type of maf'ulun mutlaq it is. And is it for clarification of the now, the type, or clarification of the number of times the action of the verb took place, or emphasizing, just emphasizing the verb, or yani substituting for the verb. Different types of maf'ul mutlaq. Okay, exercise number five says, ayin an-na'iba an al-masdar fi ma ya'ti. Nine sentences. Identify the na'ib, the substitute for the master, in what follows. Okay, so the things that substitute for the master are various things. We looked at eight different categories of things that can substitute for the master. From amongst those things that substitute for the master are certain words that have the master as its mudhaf ilayh. Also a number which has the master as its tamyiz. Also an adjective of the master where the master is omitted. Or an ism master, that is not a master, but it's taking the place of the master because it has the same meaning and it has less letters than the master. Also the cognate master, which is a master from a different bab than the verb used in the sentence. A demonstrative pronoun that has the master as its bedel, a pronoun that refers back to the master and a synonym of the master, yani a master from another verb, but it has the same meaning. So there are various, there are eight different categories of words that can substitute for the master. So here what we have to do is identify the naib, the thing that is substitute for the master in each of these sentences, and yani identify yani what type of substitute it is. It just says identify the naib and the master, but we also want to benefit from recognizing which type of naib, which type of substitute it is. Okay, so there are nine sentences. The first one on page 242. First one on page 242, first exercise number five, first sentence fil hadith, إِذَا قُمْتَ فِي صَلَاتِكَ فَصَلِّ صَلَاتَ مُوَدِّعٍ رَاهُ أَحْمَد وَإِبْنِ مَاجَة. Yani this is a hadith of the Prophet reported by Imam Ahmad and Ibn Majah rahimahumullah, in which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, إِذَا قُمْتَ فِي صَلَاتِكَ, if you stand up in your prayer, yani to perform prayer, فَصَلِّ صَلَاتَ مُوَدِّعٍ, then perform the salat of one who is bidding farewell, yani one who is leaving the world. And he give your full attention to the prayer like it may be your last one. صَلَاتَ مُوَدِّعٍ. So here we have the naib on the fa'il is the salat. Yani فَصَلِّ صَلَاتَ. This salata is the naib, is the substitute for the master, because salat is not a master, it's an ism master. So it's substituting for the master, which in this case, from the verb salla yusalli, is tasliya. So that's the original master. Salat, it has the same meaning, but less letters. This is called the ism master. Number two, the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah An-Nisa, 4th Surah, 129th ayat, where Allah says, فَلَا تَمِيلُ كُلَّ الْمَيْلِ, yani in reference to a man who leaves his wife in suspension. He doesn't care for her and he doesn't release her. He doesn't give her attention and he doesn't give her a divorce. فَلَا تَمِيلُ كُلَّ الْمَيْلِ, yani don't turn away from her. Yani total yani abandonment of her. Yani don't yani completely leave off giving her attention. So here the substitute for the master is kulla, yani, and this is we said that there are certain expressions like kullu and ba'd and so on which has the master as its mudaf ilayhi. So here we see al mail is the master from tamilu. The master is male, but it is the mudaf ilayhi to kullu. So kullu is the naib an al master maful and mutlaq mansub with fatha. Number three, yatlu هذا القارئ تلاوة لا يتلوها غيره. يتلو هذا القارئ, yani this reciter of the Quran, is reciting yatlu tilawatan, a tilawa, this is a master. Yatlu tilawatan, this is a maf'ul mutlaq mansub with fatha. But then if the sentence goes on, he's reciting a recitation, la yatluha ghayruhu, no one recites this type of tilawa other than him. So here yatluha, the pronoun ha is referring back to tilawa. So this is an example of a pronoun, dhamir, that refers back to the master. And therefore, since it refers, its meaning, and he's referring back to the master, he's reciting a tilawa, la yatlu ha. Nobody recites ha, yani this type of tilawa, other than him. So ha is also, yani regarded as mafulun mutlaq, yani mabniyun, yani pronouns are mabniyun, fi mahalli nasb, in the place where it should be mansub, as a naib an master, yani the pronoun that is the naib for the master, pronoun that refers back to the master. Number four, ayya kitabin taktubu, yani anta taktubu ayya kitabin, you are writing which type of writing, ayya kitabatin taktubu. Here ayya is one of those words that has the master kitaba as its mudhaf ilayhi, and therefore ayya is regarded as maf'ulun mutlaq mansub with fatha, yani naib an al-master, which the master is mudhaf ilayhi. Number five, the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Yusuf, 12th surah, 3rd ayat, نَحْنُ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ أَحْسَنَ الْقَصَصِ, yani we are narrating to you أَحْسَنَ الْقَصَصِ, we are telling you نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ, narrating to you أَحْسَنَ الْقَصَصِ, the best of stories, in terms of their authenticity, of their beauty, of their language, of their accuracy, and so on, and of their benefit, the benefits that are contained in the best of qasas. So the verb is naqussu, and ahsan is, has as mudhaf ilayhi the master al qasas. It has as the mudhaf ilayhi the master al qasas. So ahsana here is the maf'ul mutlaq mansub with fatha as naib an al master. It is substituting for the master because it is connected in idafa to the master. The master is connected as its mudaf ilayhi. Some of the scholars of tafsir of the Quran gave i'rab of this ahsana as the maf'ulun bihi. Yani nahnu naqussu alayka ahsana. Yani naqussu ahsana as maf'ulun bihi mansub with fatha. And other scholars, which is probably more accurate, and that's why the Sheikh used it here as an example, gave the i'rab that it is a yani maf'ulun mutlaq mansub with fatha naib an al-master, substituting for the master which is connected to it in idafa, like kullu and ba'd and ayyu, yani ahsan al-qasas. Qasas is the master, which has the meaning of al-maf'ul, the thing that is being narrated, the thing that is being told, the story that's being told. Naqussu ahsana al-qasas. Alright, number six. The saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Muzammil, 73rd surah, 8th ayat, وَذْكُرْ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ وَتَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبْتِيلًا. Yani, mention the name of your Rabb and devote yourself to him. وَتَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبْتِيلًا, yani with complete devotion. With complete devotion. So the verb is تَبَتَّلْ, and the master is tabtil, and it's used here for emphasis. It's used here, tabattal ilayhi tabtila. So this here is also an example of the master yulaqihi fil istiqaq, yani the cognate master that is a master, but from a different mazid bab than the verb that's mentioned in the sentence. So the verb in the sentence is tabattal. So it's a mazid, thulathi mazid, yani tafa'ala. And tabtil is also a thulathi mazid. It's a master from a thulathi mazid, but from fa'ala, yani from battala yubattilu tabtil. So it's from a different bab of mazid, and that's why we're referring to it as masta yulaqihi fil istiqaq. They're from the same root but different. Yani the masta tabtil is from a different bab of mazid than the verb tabattal. Now, number 7, hajjatu ishrina hajjatan. Yani I performed pilgrimage 20 times, 20 pilgrimages. Here, ishrina is the maful al-mutlaq mansub. The sign of being mansub is ya as a secondary sign because it's from the uqood, yani which have the same yani type of i'rab as the jam mudhakkar salim. Yani when they are marfu'un, then they have waw ishruna. When they are majroor or mansub, they have ya ishrina. So here it is mansub and as the maful al-mutlaq. What type of maful al-mutlaq? Naib an al-mastar. It's a substitute for the mastar, which is hajja. Yani it has the mastar as its tamyiz, the tamyiz of the number ishreen. Yani ishreen what? Ishreen pilgrimages. Number 8. Atu'amilu akhaka hadhihi al-mu'amalata. Yani do you treat your brother with this type of treatment? Tu'amilu is the verb and mu'amala is the mastar, but here yani it is the badal for the ism ishara hadhi. So hadhi here is substituting for the mastar, the mastar being its badal. So hadhi is the maful al mutlaq, yani it's mabniyun in the place where it should be mansub fi mahalli nasb, and muamala is its badal, also mansub with fatha. Yani what type of substitute here? It's the substitute, the ism ishara that has the mastar as its bedel. Number 9. Qala shair, yani the poet said, hold it one moment. Okay, so the poet said, وَقَدْ يَجْمَعُ اللَّهُ الشَّتِيتَيْنِ الشَّتِيتَيْنِ بَعْدَمَا يَظُنَّانِ كُلَّ الظَّنِّ أَنْ لَا تَلَاقِيَا أَنْ لَا تَلَاقِيَا. Yeah, I'm not that great. I'm shatta. Not that great at poetry, but in any case, قَدْ يَجْمَعُ اللَّهِ. Yani it is possible that Allah will bring together الشَّتِّتَيْنِ, yani two things that are scattered, dispersed, yani completely separated. الشَّتِّتَيْنِ بَعْدَمَا يَظُنَّانِ, after they thought, كُلَّ ظَنْ, completely, they thought, yani they completely imagined, and la talaqiya, that they would never meet, they would never come together again. يَظُنَّانِ كُلَّ ظَنْ. Yani, there are several things here. وَقَدْ يَجْمَعُ اللَّهُ الشَّتِّتَيْنِ بَعْدَمَا يَظُنَّانِ كُلَّ ظَنْ and la talaqiya. Yani Allah may bring together two things or two people that have been separated, scattered, completely dispersed from one another, after the two of them thought, يَظُنَّانِ كُلَّ الظَّنِ, having complete, yani completely imagining, thinking, and لَا تَلَاقِيَا, that they would never meet, they would never be brought back together again. Allah might bring them back together again. Okay, in terms of the grammar here that we're looking at, yani we have يَظُنَّانِ كُلَّ الظَّنِ. يَظُنَّانِ is the verb, الظَّن is the mastar, but here Kulla is substituting for the mastar because it has the mastar as its mudaf ilayhi. So these are expressions, kullu and ba'd. And in the example number 5, ahsan, a word substituting for the mastar, having the mastar as its mudaf ilayhi. So kulla is the maful al-mutlaq mansub with fatta, yani naib an al-mastar, yani the mastar which is its mudaf ilayhi. Alright, that's the end of exercise number 5. Now we'll turn to page 243. Page 243. Exercise number 6. أكمل هذه الجملة سجدت سجدتين بمفعول مطلق يدل على العدد والنوع والتأكيد. Okay. أكمل هذه الجملة. So they gave us a sentence. They want us to complete it. The sentence begins with سجدت. And you have to complete it بمفعول مطلق. With a مفعول مطلق. Three different types of مفعول مطلق. يدل على العدد. One of them that indicates the number. والنوع. One of them that indicates the type of the verb. And التأكيد. One that that gives emphasis to the verb. So the verb is سجدت. Now we want a مفعول مطلق that indicates the number. يعني لبيان العدد. And another one that indicates the نوع. لبيان النوع. And another one that is for emphasis. يعني لتأكيد المعنى. So three sentences here. Sajadtu, yani the one, the maful al mutlaq that indicates the number would be sajadtu sajdataini. That indicates the now the type sajadtu sujuda khashi'in. That I prostrated, the first one I prostrated two prostrations. The second one I prostrated the prostration of one who has khushu', yani who has full consciousness and awareness. And presence of heart and mind, fear and awe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sujuda khashi'in. And this, the type of maful al-mutlaq that indicates the now, could either be, yani followed by, the master followed by an adjective, or the master followed by mudhaf ilayh. In this case, sujuda khashi'in is followed by mudhaf ilayh. Well, we could say, sujuda, or sujudan, yani, kamilan, with a perfect prostration. Now, the third one is for emphasis, emphasizing the meaning of the verb, sajadtu sujudan. Yani just repeating the master from that verb, yani so emphasizing the meaning, sajadtu sujudan. I prostrated with a real prostration. Okay, number 7. Okay, so that is this example, exercise number 6 is an exercise dealing with what? Showing the different types of maful al-mutlaq. Yani one that just emphasizes the meaning of the verb, one that indicates the type of the verb, one that indicates the number of times of the verb. Now, exercise number 7. Hati mithalan li kulli ma yanubu an al-masdar al-waqi' maf'ulan mutlaqan. Yani give an example for each of the things that substitute or deputize for the masdar. Each of the things that substitute or deputize for the master. Al-waqiyah maf'ul al-mutlaq. Yani that will be the maf'ul al-mutlaq. Yani anything that will be the maf'ul al-mutlaq, that is a substitute. Yani that substitutes for the master. Okay, so So the first one would be those expressions that have the masdar as its mudhaf ilayh, that have the masdar in idhafa. Yani a word that's connected to the masdar in idhafa as the mudhaf and the masdar as the mudhaf ilayh. So an example, and of course they gave us three types of words, but there are other words as well. But they gave us kullu, ba'd, and a. So For one example, perhaps we can say فَكُلُّ فَهِمْتُ الْمَسْأَلَ كُلَّ الْفَهْمِ. Yani I understood the issue with complete understanding. Or فَهِمْتُ الدَّرْسَ كُلَّ الْفَهْمِ. I understood the lesson with complete understanding. For بعد فَهِمْتُ الدَّرْسَ بَعْدَ الْفَهْمِ. I understood the lesson, yani partially, with some understanding. For A, yani, fahimtu, we can say what? For A, yani, naam. Ayya fahmin, fahimta ad-darsa. Ayya fahmin, fahimta ad-darsa, with what type of, with which understanding? Ayya fahmin, which type of understanding fahimta ad-darsa? Naam. Wa ayya qira'atin taqra. Yani, which type of reading are you reading? A, أي قراءة تقرأ وأي فهم فهمت الدرس. Alright, the second type of word that substitutes for the master is okay, let's say number, right? The naib and al master, the number, a number that has the master as its tamyiz. So for example, we would say اعتمرتُ 20 عمرة. I performed Umrah 20 times. Or حججت 20 حجة. I performed pilgrimage 20 times. Or زرتك ثلاث زيارات. I visited you 3 times. The next one is the sifa. Yani the sifa that describes the master, but the master is not mentioned. So for example, you can say حفظت الدرس جيدا. Yani meaning حفظت الدرس حفظا جيدا. I memorized the lesson with a good memorization. But here the adjective is mentioned, جيدا, and the master حفظا is not mentioned. حفظت الدرس جيدا. Or فهمت الدرس جيدا. يعني meaning I understood it with a good understanding. Okay, the next one is يعني I don't know if this is the correct order, but so the next type of naib for the master is or could be the ism master. نعم ism master. Like you say, قبلت التفل قبلة. I kissed the child, يعني a real kiss, قبلة. In this case, يعني قبلة is substituting for the master because قبلة is not a master. It's a ism master, meaning it's a noun that's not a master but it has the same meaning as the master but less letters. يعني نعم قبلت is from the form فعلة. So its master should be from قبل يقبل تقبيل. But instead of the original master, we have a noun that has the same meaning as the master, but less letters taking its place. This is an example of an ism master. Example of an ism master. Other examples of this, for example, you could say كلمته كلاما. يعني كلم تكليما is the original master. Kalaman is an ism master, and it has the same meaning of the master, but less letters. Kalamtu kalaman, or salaytu salatan. Salaytu salatan. Yani, the master from salla yusalli is tasliya, but here, the noun salat has the same meaning as the master, but less letters. This is an ism master. After this, we have the ism ishara, that has the master as its bedel. Ism ishara that has the master following it with alif lam as its bedel. For example, you can say atu'amiluhu tilka al-mu'amila. Do you treat him with this type of treatment? Yani tilka here is the ism ishara and has al-mu'amila the master as its bedel. Or you can say darabtuhu هذا الضرب لأنه كسلان. I hit him with this hitting because he is lazy. ضربته هذا الضرب. يعني ضربته is the فعل, الضرب is the master. But here, يعني it's the بدل for the اسم إشارة هذا. So هذا is considered to be the مفعول المطلق مبني في محل النصب. And الضرب is the بدل also منصوب بالفتح. Or you can say أتكرمني هذا الإكرام. Do you honor me with this type of honor? يعني تكرم. تكرم is the verb and إكرام is the master, but here it is a بدل for هذا الإكرام. هذا الإكرام. نعم. The sixth one is يعني the damia that refers back to a damia that refers back to that refers back to a master. Damia that goes back to the master. So for example, you can say قرأت قراءة لم يقرأها غيري. قرأت قراءة. I read with a reading. So قرأت is the verb. قراءة is the master. مفعول مطلق منصوب بالفتحة. And then there's a pronoun that goes back to قراءة. يعني لم يقرأها غيري. Nobody has read ها this type of reading other than me. So ha here is a pronoun referring back to the master, qira'atan. So it is also having the same meaning as qira'atan, is as though you're saying lam yaqra qira'atan, yani this type of qira'a, ghayri. Qira'atan lam yaqra'aha. Nobody has recited this type of qira'a other than me. So here the pronoun ha is referred to as maf'ulun mutlaq, yani naib. يعني substituting for the master قراءة. In the Quran it also came فإني أعذبه عذابا لا أعذبه أحدا من العالمين. فإني أعذبه, and indeed I will punish him عذابا, with a punishment. لا أعذبه, I will not punish with this punishment. Who? The pronoun who? I will not punish with this punishment أحداً من العالمين, anyone in the world. So here the pronoun أعذبه is referring back to أعذبه عذاباً, referring back to عذاباً. So this is also a pronoun that goes back to the master. So we say it is a substitute, يعني نائب عن المستر, the pronoun that substitutes for the goes back, that goes back to a master. Then we also have يعني the cognate master, the cognate master, like اشتريت الساعة شراء. اشتريت الساعة شراء, I purchased the watch, a real purchasing. So here this is a cognate master, because why? شراء is the a master from الثلاثي مجرد, and the verb اشتريت is a verb from the مزيد, is a مزيد verb, يعني the tenth form, يعني اشترى. I'm sorry, not the tenth form, it looks like اشترى, يعني the eighth form. نعم اشترى. اشترى يشتري. So in any case, اشترى is a مزيد from a different باب, it's from a مزيد باب, and شرى is a مصدر from مجرد باب. So this is what's called مصدر يلاقيه في الاشتراك, يعني they meet, yani meaning that they go back to the same root. They go back to the same root, but from different, yani babs, different babs. Naam. Another example of this is, for example, I think they gave maybe in the book. Yeah, they gave us in the book. وَتَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبَتِيلًا. Yani تَبَتَّلْ is from مَزِيد, is from one مَزِيد. يعني تفاعل, and تبتيل is a master from مزيد, but from a different باب, يعني فاعل. تبتل يعني تبتيل, يعني تبتل إليه تبتيلا, يعني بتل يبتل. تبتيل is from the فاعل باب, and تبتل is from تفاعل باب. So they are both masters from مزيد, but from different أبواب. And also I think they may have given us the example أحب الله حبا جمع, or something like this. أحب الله حبا جمع. Here يعني أحب, it's from أحب يحب, that's from one باب of مزيد, and حب is from مجرد. So يعني it's a master but from a different باب. نعم. So these are examples of a cognate master. يعني either it's from one is from مجرد and the verb is from مزيد, or the master is from a مزيد verb but from a different باب. Okay, I think there's one more One more type is, the last one is the masdar that is a synonym, yani muradif. It's a synonym having the same meaning as the masdar from the verb that's used in the sentence. So, for example, you can say kumtu wukufan. Kumtu wukufan. Yani I stood up, a real standing. So, kumtu is from qama yakumu, and wukufan is from waqafa. Yaqifu. So, wukufan is a masdar from a different verb completely, but having the same meaning as the masdar from the verb in the sentence. Kumtu wukufan. Or jalastu qu'udan. Yani jalasa, yani the masdar from jalasa has the same meaning as qu'ud. Yani jilsa and qu'ud, they both mean sitting. But qu'ud is from, yani qa'ada yaq'udu, and jalasa yajlisu. Yani the masdar has the same meaning from a different verb, but has the same meaning as the masdar from the verb that's in the sentence. And the example that they gave us, I think, in the book is Ishtu Hayatan Saidan. Yani I lived a happy life. Yani so, yani Aisha is the masdar from Ishtu, and Hayat, yani, is from a different verb but has the same meaning as Aisha, Hayatan Saida. Naam. Alright, so these are examples, and this is a long exercise of everything that may substitute for the masdar coming as the maf'ulun mutlaq, yani a word that is considered as maf'ulun mutlaq mansub, but it's substituting for the masdar. Okay, exercise number 8, and let me look at the time here. Okay, exercise number 8 said hati thalathata amthilatin lil masdar an naib an fi'lihi. Okay, give 3 examples of the masdar that is substituting for the verb. Masdar that is substituting for the verb. So the masdar that's substituting for the verb, it means that the verb is not going to be mentioned, but rather what's going to be mentioned is just the masdar taking the place of the verb. This is different than the word that substitutes for a masdar. This is a masdar substituting for a verb. Give 3 examples of the masdar substituting for the verb. Okay, in the book, for the masdar that substitutes for the verb, they gave us sabaran, have patience. Here the masdar is a substitute for the fi'l amra, isbir. So isbir is not mentioned, but rather the masdar is mentioned, sabaran. And they also gave us shukran, which means I thank you. Here the masdar, shukran, is substituting for the mudari verb, ashkuru. Ashkuru. But the verb ashkuru, or the verb isbir, is not mentioned. Rather, the masdar is mentioned as a substitute, in place of the verb itself. So you say sabaran is maf'ulun mutlaq, mansub with fatha, yani naib, an fi'lihi. Masdar, naib, an fi'lihi. A masdar that's taking the place of its fi'l. Other examples of this is mahlan. Mahlan, take it easy. Mahlan, yani for imhal. Yani for the verb imhal, slow down, take it easy. Or ma'adhiratan. Ma'adhiratan, yani means, yani excuse me. Yani excuse me. This is the masdar taking the place of, yani a'tadhiru. A'tadhiru, yani I'm seeking your, yani pardons, excuse me. And likewise we have, yani, I think I already mentioned shukran, yani for ashkuru, shukran. Ma'adhiratan, mahalan. So these are 3 examples, mahalan, ma'adhiratan, and we already had shukran from the book, and we had sabaran from the book, and maybe some other examples. I think I may have written some other examples here. Now, other examples of the masdar that's substituting for the verb, where the verb is not mentioned, is hamdan, yani hamdan, or Yani, oh, a very yani common used expression that is a masdar substituting for the verb is Subhanallah. Yani Subhanallah, the meaning is as yani usabbihullah. So instead of usabbihullah, the verb usabbihu, we use the masdar Subhanallah. This is a very common expression, yani meaning that yani declaring Allah to be free from imperfections. Oh, how perfect is Allah. And another one that's commonly used is ma'adh Allah, yani meaning a'udhu billahi, I seek refuge in Allah. Ma'adh is the masdar substituting for the verb a'udhu. And so there are other examples like this. Some of them are in common use and some of them may not be so common. The most common of them is like shukran or sabran or subhanallah. Those are very, very common examples of the masdar substituting for the verb. Okay, number nine and 10 and 11 and 12. How much time do we have left? Wow. Okay, we have time, inshallah. I see some questions here. Umar's here. Is it correct to say to someone, ziyaratan, sa'idatan, ziyaratan, sa'idatan? Okay, yani the meaning here, ziyaratan, yani this would be an example of, this would actually be an example of the masdar being used. This is the masdar that indicates the type of the verb, yani. Like you say, zurtuhu ziyaratan sa'idatan. Yani the verb is not mentioned because it's understood from the masdar. Yani this is an example where, yani in our notes, I think we had mentioned this just in passing, not in any detail, but let me see if I can go back to it, where we mentioned the situation in which it's permissible for the verb not to be mentioned and the masdar to be mentioned where it is clear. Okay, it's not in the English, so it would be in the Arabic. It would be in the Arabic. In any case, the point is, yes, it's permissible to mention the masdar if it is clear, yani if it clearly, the meaning is clear, it's permissible to mention the masdar without mentioning the verb. Naam. Yani, without mentioning the verb ziyara, you can say ziyaratan, yani sa'idatan. Yani this is the type of ziyara. Naam. Would this be an example of the masdar substituting for the verb? This would not be the example of the master substituting for the verb. It would be an example of the master being used without the mention of the verb. I understand it's like saying Hajj Mabrur. Yes, it's the same as saying Hajj Mabrur. Yani Hajjajtu Hajjan Mabrura. Naam. It's the same as saying Hajj Mabrur. Yani Ziyara Sa'ida Jayid. Ahsant. MashaAllah. Okay, but there is the mention of this somewhere. I should have checked my notes a little bit more carefully. There is a mention of this, the permissibility of the masdar being mentioned without the verb. Permissibility of the masdar being mentioned without the verb. So I don't see it in the English key. So perhaps it is in the Arabic explanations of the lesson somewhere. In any case, if I find it, and I'll refer the class back to it. But at the moment, I don't see it. Allahu musta'an. Oh yeah, okay, here it is. All right, so if we go back to, we read it last week. Okay, we read it last week. In exercise number 2, where we were giving the explanation of the things that substitute for the masdar. After the 8th one, muradifuhu ishtu hayatan sa'idan, there's a rule mentioned here. Yajuzu hadfu amil al-maf'ul mutlaq. Addala ala al-naw wal-adad. Nahwa quduman mubarakan. Ay qadimta quduman mubarakan. Okay, so please make a note of this on page 241. At the end of exercise number 2, where the 8 things that substitute for the master are mentioned, at the end of the 8th one, it says, يَجُوزُ حَذْفُ عَامِلَ الْمَفْعُولُ الْمُطْلَقُ. Yani it's permissible to omit the amil of the maf'ul al-mutlaq, yani the verb that the maf'ul al-mutlaq is emphasizing or clarifying its number or type. It's permissible to omit, to delete the amil, the verb itself, of the maf'ul al-mutlaq that points to the type of the verb or the number of the verb. So a maf'ul al-mutlaq that is li bayan al-naw or bayan al-adad, it's permissible for that verb itself to be omitted. Not so with the maf'ul al-mutlaq that emphasizes the meaning of the verb. That verb cannot be omitted. But the verb can be omitted in the case where the maf'ul al-mutlaq is a masdar that indicates the type of the verb or the number of the verb. So the verb may be omitted. In that case, the example they gave us is quduman mubarakan, meaning qaddimta quduman mubarakan. Same thing, yani zurta ziyaratan sa'idan or حَجَجْتَ حَجًّا مَبْرُورًا. Naam. Okay, so this is a good question, mashallah. I know it was mentioned there somewhere, but just slipped my memory, my focus is not there. Okay, mashallah, jazakallah khair for the question. And going back to the exercise where we left off. Exercise number 9. ضَرَبْتُهُ ضَرْبَةً. ضَرَبْتُهُ ضَرْبَةً. Yani darbatan is a mithal li masdar al-marra. Yani darbatan is an example of the masdar al-marra. Yani the masdar al-marra huwa ma yudhkaru li bayan adid al-fi'l. Yani it's the masdar that's mentioned to clarify the number of the times of the verb, how many times it occurred. Okay, so daraba is the pattern fa'ala. The example they give us here is, they go on to say, yani let's just read the whole thing. Exercise number nine says, darabtuhu darbatan. Darba, yani darbatun is mithal li masdar al marra. It's an example of the masdar al marra. Wa masdar al marra huwa ma yudhkar li bayan adad al fi'l. It is the masdar that's mentioned to clarify the number of times of the verb. Wa yubna min al-fi'l al-thulathi al-mujarrad ala wazn fa'ala. And it is built or structured from the thulathi mujarrad, yani the triliteral verb that doesn't have any extra letters added to modify the meaning, on the pattern of fa'ala, fa'alatun, on the pattern of fa'alatin. Bi fath al-fa, yani the fa, the first radical has fatta wa sukoon al-ayn, and the second radical has sukoon, as opposed to the masdar al-hay'a, which instead of fatha and sukoon has kasra and sukoon. Fi'la. Fa'la and fi'la. We'll see fi'la next. But in any case, that's the point here, that this pattern of fa'la is for the masdar al-marra. Indicates the number of times of the verb, how many times it happens. For example, darabtuhu darbatan, I hit him one hitting. Or darabtuhu darbataini, darbataini, I hit him two hittings. Or darabatin, or many hittings. وَتُلْحَقُ التَّاءُ بِمَسْدَرْ الْفِعْلْ غَيْرُ ثُلَثِي مُجَرَّدْ. And the ta marbuta is attached, is annexed to the master of the verb that is غَيْرُ ثُلَثِي مُجَرَّدْ. Yani the mazid verbs, whatever is the master from the mazid verb, you add ta marbuta for the master al-marra. Yani it's from thulathi mujarrad, it's on the pattern of fa'alatun. But if it's from thulathi mazid, غير thulathi mujarrad, then whatever the masdar is for fa'ala, fa'ala will be taf'il. So you add tarmabuta, yani taf'ila. Or in this case, the example they gave us is kabbara. From fa'ala, kabbara yukabbiru. So the masdar is takbirun, the master marra will be takbiratun, adding ta marbuta. So we say nukabbiru arba takbirat fi salati ala al-mayyit, that we pronounce the takbir, four takbirs, in the prayer upon the deceased, yani the janazah salat. So the point is that what? Yani this is a pattern for the masdar marra, which is the masdar used to clarify the number of times of the verb. If it's from thulathi mujarrad, it's on this pattern, fa'alatun. If it's from غير مجرد, yani from مزيد, then it's the master, it's the pattern of the master plus ta marbuta indicates the number of times. Ta marbuta indicates that it's for the master for the number of times. إذا كان بناء المصدر الأصلي بالتاء ذكر بعده ما يدل على العدد. And if the master from the مزيد verbs, if it already has a ta marbuta, already has a tarmabuta, yani masdar al-asli bitta, if it's already structured like that, bina al-masdar al-asli bitta, dhukira ba'dahu, then after it should be mentioned that which ma yadullu ala al-adad, which indicates the number. For example, rahimtuhu rahmatan wahidatan. Yani in other words, the masdar from rahima is rahma. It already has ta marbuta. So here you have to add that which would indicate the number. So you say rahmatan wahidatan, or rahmatan yani with another number, yani rahma, rahmataini, or rahmat. Wahida, or aqamtu iqamatan wahidatan, yani the number, yani something has to be mentioned after the master that already has ta marbuta. Yani if a master already has ta marbuta in its original form, then after it has to be mentioned a number to indicate the number of times. Yani tarajamtu al-kitab tarajamatan wahidatan. Because yani rahma already has tarmabuta, iqama already has tarmabuta, and tarajama already has ta marbuta. So whenever the master, whether it's from thulathi mujarrad or mazid or ruba'i, whenever the master already has ta marbuta, then we have to add something that would indicate the number of times that it is. Yani for the master al-marra, it has to be used with a number. Okay, it says here, this is the exercise for exercise number 9. This is the, what you have to do. Sug mastara al-marra. Sug mastara al-marra min al-af'al al-atiya. Yani formulate or derive the master al-marra, the master that indicates the number of times from the following verbs. Yani from waqafa, waqfatun. أكل أكلة جلس جلسة سلم تسليمة يعني وقف is وقفة is an أكل أكلة is those are on the pattern of فعل يعني وقفة أكلة and جلسة but سلم is a مزيد verb so its مصدر is from سلم يسلم تسليم. So the master al-marra has to add tarmabuta, so it became taslimatun. Exercise number 10, ijlis, jilsata, talibi, al-ilm. Ijlis, jilsata, talibi, ilmin. Sit, the sitting of a student of knowledge. Sit with the sitting of a student of knowledge. So jilsa, with kasra and sukoon, is a mithal, an example for masdar al-hay'ati, the masdar that indicates the manner of the verb. Masdar al-hay'a ma yudhkaru lidalalati ala hay'ati al-fi'l wa sifatihi. Yani the masdar al-hay'a is mentioned to indicate or to point to the manner of the verb or its yani description. Wa yusagu ala wazni fi'latin. And it is, yani formulated on the pattern of fa'ala, with the first radical taking kasra and the second one taking sukoon, as opposed to fa'ala for the masdar al-marra. This masdar al-hayya, fa'alatin, bi kasra fa sukoon. Yani the first radical takes kasra and the second one takes sukoon. For example, jilsa from jalasa, jilsatun from jalasa. On the next page continues with examples for the Master al-Hay'a fit tanzil, in that which came in the Quran, yani from Surah al-Qariyah, 101st Surah, ayats 6 and 7. فَأَمَّا مَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةٍ رَاضِيَةٍ. Yani as far as the one who his mawazin, yani his scales, his balance of good deeds will be ثقلت will be heavy. فهو في عيشة راضية. Then he will have a good, pleasant, pleasing life. So here we have يعني the master master الهيئة عيشة يعني with كسرة and سكون عيشة from عاشة يعيش عيشة يعني what type of life will he have عيشة راضية يعني he will have a pleasant life يعني وفي الحديث second example they gave us is from حديث فإذا قتلتم فأحسنوا القتلة يعني the word here is القتلة on the pattern of فعلة which means the master المر الهيئة tells us the manner of the action or the description of that action. So in the hadith it came, فَإِذَا قَتَلْتَ So if or when you kill, slaughter an animal, فَأَحْسِنُوا الْقِتْلَ Then kill in a good manner. أَحْسِنُوا الْقِتْلَ Yani the manner of the killing. قِتْلَ indicates the manner of the verb. The master indicates the manner of the verb. The third example is from الأمثال, from parables. أَحَشَفًا وَسُوءَ قِيلَةٍ أَحَشَفًا وَسُوءَ قِيلَةٍ الحشف means أَرَدَعُ التمر يعني the most worst type of dates حشفًا means the worst type of dates يُدْرَبُ هَذَا الْمِثَالِ لِمَنْ يَجْمَعُ خَصْلَتَيْنِ مَكْرُوهَتَيْنِ This example is used for the person who combines between قَصْلَتَيْنِ two characteristics that are makruhatayni, that are disgusting or detestable, two bad characteristics. Takdirul kalam, yani what is understood from it is, atabi'u hashafan, are you selling hashafan, the worst type of dates? Watakilu su'a kila, and you are also measuring them out with an evil measuring, an evil mode of measuring, yani you're not measuring it out fairly. Meaning the person is selling the worst type of product, And then they're also not giving full measure. The word that we're looking for here though is qila. Yani on the pattern of fi'la means the mode, yani the type or the description of the action, of the action of measuring out. The fourth example is a line of poetry. Qala shair, mashayna mishyata al-laythi ghada, wal-laythu ghadabanu. يعني مشينا we walked مشيا that's our word مشيا فعلا يعني from مشى يمشي يعني the type of the description of the type of walking the هيا the manner of the walking how was our walking مشينا مشية الليث يعني the walking of a lion غدا who went out in the early morning والليث غدبان this واو is واو الحال the condition of the lion was he was angry. So I'm walking like the walking of a lion who went out early in the morning while that lion was غدبانو, angry. While the lion was غدبان. Al-Layth means Al-Asad, meaning a lion. And its plural is Luyuth. Okay, for this exercise, number 10, they give us four words. It says صغ مصدر الهيئة يعني Formulate or derive the master al-hayya min al-af'al al-atiya from the following verbs. Yani on the pattern of fi'la. Yani asha, ya'ishu, aishatun. Mata yamutu, mitatun. Jalasa yajlisu, jilsatun. Qatala yaqtulu, qitlatun. Aishatun, mitatun, jilsatun, qitlatun. لا يبنى مصدر حيا من غير ثلاثي مجرد. يعني the master حيا is not يعني made from other than the ثلاثي مجرد. يعني from is not made from ثلاثي مزيد. Number 11 or exercise number 11 as we getting close to the end of our time. أي منقلب ينقلبون. يعني what type of return are you going to return? Yani what end? What will be your end? What are you going to end up in? What kind of condition? Munqalabun is mithal li master mimi. Okay, so we're coming to the last topic. That is the different types of master. Master mimi. Yani we had master marra and master hayy. So now we're doing the last. Yani master mimi. وهو ما كان في أوله ميم زائد. يعني it is the master that has in the beginning of it an extra ميم. For example, مضرب. مضرب means يعني the edge of the sword. يعني the حد السيف. مضرب is a master ميمي. ممات. فمات يموت is a master ميمي. يعني فمات يعني the extra ميم at the beginning. ممات means death or decease. ما عرف from عرف يعني عرف يعرف يعني an extra meme is added to the beginning ما عرف and the same thing from قدر يعني وقدر يقدر يعني مقدرة يعني مقدرة means the capacity or ability يعني a person's strength يعني power or strength مقدرة with the extra meme added to the root letters قاف دال and را and موعد موعد يعني the root letters are واو عين and دال extra meme added to the beginning موعد يعني an appointment. Okay, من ثلاثي من غير ثلاثي المجرد يأتي على وزن اسم مفعول. So this مصدر الميمي this is what it looks like from the ثلاثي مجرد يعني مضرب ممات معرفة مقدرة and موعد من غير الثلاثي مجرد from other than the ثلاثي مجرد يأتي على وزن اسم مفعول comes on the same pattern as the اسم مفعول. So if we know that from غير الثلاثي مجرد اسم مفعول يعني is going to be يعني next to the last radical is going to take اسم فاعل كسرة اسم مفعول فتح so it's going to be on the same وزن as the اسم مفعول. So from انقلب ينقلب منقلب that's the pattern for the اسم مفعول that's also the pattern for the master ميمي منقلب يعني returning and مقام from قام يقوم or يعني مقام نعم مقام I'm sorry مقام means to be يعني something that's erected or set up or raised up مقام. And مدخل يعني from أدخل يدخل يعني مدخل is the one who causes someone to enter مدخل is the one that was caused to enter that's the اسم مفعول and he is also used as the مصدر ميمي مدخل يعني entering and مخرج the same thing taking causing something to go out يعني from أخرج يخرج مخرج is the one who causes something to go out مخرج is the one who is caused to go out or the ism mafa'ul same form for the master mimi. Okay, then it says then they give us here some examples fi tanzil yani came in the Quran in surah Saba 34th surah 7th ayat wa qala alladhina kafaru hal nadullukum ala rajulin yunabbi'ukum إذا ممزقتم كل ممزق إنكم لفي خلق جديد. يعني those who disbelieved, they said, shall we direct you? هل ندلكم? Shall we direct you or point you to a man who will inform you? ينبئكم إذا ممزقتم. If you are totally, يعني torn up, torn to pieces. If you are totally scattered. إذا ممزقتم كل ممزق كل ممزق completely scattered إنكم لفي خلق جديد then indeed you will be given a new creation you will be recreated يعني you will be brought back to life for resurrection. So here the word that we want to look at is ممزق this is from مزق يمزق يعني ممزق is the اسم فاعل ممزق is the اسم مفعول and this is the pattern for the master ميمي كل ممزق يعني completely fully disintegrated torn a piece scattered all over the place. The second example they gave us from the Quran فجعلناهم أحاديثا ومزقناهم كل ممزق also from Surah Saba 34th Surah 19th Ayat فجعلناهم أحاديثا we made them into أحاديث يعني stories tales that are told ومزقناهم and we have يعني dispersed them scattered them كل ممزق يعني completely dispersed them So here again, mumazzak, yani from mazzaka yumazziku, mumazzik is ism fa'al, mumazzak ism maf'ul, and the master mimi. The master mimi from, yani غير ثلاثي مجرد, is on the same pattern as the ism maf'ul. And again, also, this kulla is a substitute for the master mumazzak in both of these ayats. Yani it's a substitute for the master. Where is a substitute for the master? So it's maf'ulun, mutlaq, mansub with fatah, kullu in both ayat. And the last exercise, number 12, which is dealing with the cognate master. Number 12, it says, Al-Mastar, page 245. Okay, where can I purchase best of books of the Arabic beginning? On your website, would you please direct me to a good source for PDF download and or paperback books? Please. Okay, anybody who needs a PDF of the books that we use for the Arabic courses, whether it's book 1 or 2 or the reader that we begin learning the alphabets, please just send the email requesting the PDF for the particular book. Any book that we have on our website, inshallah, we have PDFs for them. So for the reader, we have PDFs. Also for the book 1 and book 2 and book 3 and other books, yani the hadith and fiqh and other books that we have on the website, all of them, inshallah, we do have PDFs for them. So please just send me a reminder. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, I'll try to send the PDF to anybody who requests it. Just trying to complete here, number 12, Master alladhi yulaqi fil ishtiqaq, al master al waqi maf'ulun mutlaq. Yani the master which comes from, it meets with, coming from the same root, fil ishtiqaq, of the master al-waqi' maf'ulun mutlaq. Yani in other words, the master that comes as maf'ulun mutlaq, and it comes from the same root as the verb that's used in the sentence. It comes from the same root, but one might be mujarrad and the other mazid, or they both may be mazid but from different abwab. Cognate master, yani means that the master is not the master for the verb that's used in the sentence, but it's from the same, from a verb that's from the same root. So there are two types, shay'an, yani the master was yulaqi fil istiqaq, and master al-waqi' maf'ul mutlaq, shay'an. There are two things, it comes in two ways. The first one is master min bab mukhtalif, nahu wa tabattal ilayhi tabtila. We've already looked at this from Surah Muzammil, the 8th ayah. where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and devote yourself to him with a complete devotion. So this master, min bab, yani they're both from mazid verbs, but from different abwab of mazid. Tabattal is from tafa'ala, and tabtil is from fa'ala. Tafa'ala and fa'ala. So they're both mazid, but from different abwab. Fatabtil min bab fa'ala, naib an tabattal min bab tafa'ala. Naam. إليك مثالين أخيرين, and here are two more examples. يعني the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Yunus, 10th Surah, 11th Ayah. وَلَوْ يُعَجِّلُ اللَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ الشَّرَّ اسْتِعْجَالَهُمْ بِالْخَيْرِ لَقُضِيَ إِلَيْهِمْ أَجَلُهُمْ. يعني the verb here is يُعَجِّل, لَوْ يُعَجِّلُ اللَّهُ, يعني this is from the bab fa'ala, ajjala yu'ajjilu. And then the master that came is isti'ajal, yani from the 10th form, ista'ajala, yasta'ajilu. So the master is from a different bab of mazid than the verb in the sentence. Okay, law yu'ajjilu Allah lin-nasi shar, if Allah was to hasten for the people the evil, isti'ajalahum bil khair, in the same way that they are hasty to get the good. If Allah was to hasten for them the evil, in the same way that they are hasty to get the good, laqudiya ilayhim ajaluhum, then their ajal, yani their period of time, yani would have come to an end. Yani they would have been ruined, they would have been destroyed already. The point is, isti'ajal is a master that's from a different bab than the verb yu'ajjil. And isti'ajalahum is, yani the master is maf'ulun mutlaq, yani li bayan al naw, because it's connected in idafa to the pronoun hum. And the next example they gave us for this type of master, mukhtalif from abwab mukhtalifa, is tabassamtu ibtisaman, yani I smiled with a big smile, Yani tabassama is from one bab, and ibtasama is from a different bab. So they're from both bab mazid, but yani tabassama is from tafa'ala, and ibtasama is from ifta'ala. And it is لتأكيد المعنى, يعني ابتسام, and it's for emphasizing the meaning of تبسم, but from a different bab, so it's a cognate, يعني مصدر. The second type of cognate مصدر is the مصدر من فعل مجرد ينوب عن المصدر من المزيد, يعني the مصدر from a, يعني ثلاثي مجرد, doesn't have any extra letters to modify its meaning, which is substituting for the مصدر from a مزيد verb, يعني ثلاثي مزيد. For example, سبحانه وتعالى أما يقولون Uluwan Kabira, Surah Al-Isra, Ayat 43. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, Amma yaquluna uluwan kabira. Fa ulu, here uluwan kabira, is yanubu an ta'alin. Yani is taking the place of the master ta'alin from the verb ta'ala. Ta'alin is the master. Yani that's a different bab than the ulu. Yani, so it's a, yani, Ulu is from a thulathi, mujarrad, and ta'alin is from a mazid, from a mazid. So they're from two different types of verb, but they both meet each other from the same, they come from the same root. Ulu and kabira is libayan, yani is maful'un mutlaq, mansub, libayan and nau, yani indicating the type of, yani highness, yani kabira, ulu and kabira. And the last thing that we want to close out with, if we in the last minute that we have, is إليك أمثلة أخرى, يعني أحب الله حبا جمعا, أحب الله حبا جمعا, يعني حبا is from مجرد, and أحب is from يعني ثلاثي مزيد, so حبا is taking the place of the master from أحب يحب, يعني from يعني from the bab أفعل, the master is إحباب. So حبا is the master having the same meaning as إحباب, but from مجرد, and إحباب is from مزيد. And this is also لبيان النوع, because it has an adjective describing حبا جمعا, يعني a great, great love. Love Allah with a great love. اشتريت الساعة شراء, I purchased the watch, يعني for real, I actually purchased it. يعني شراءً is لتأكيد المعنى, it's emphasizing the meaning of the verb اشتريتو. اشتريتو is a مزيد, شراءً is from, is a master from مجرد. يعني the master from اشتريتو is اشتراء, and here شراء is from مجرد. يعني توفي فلان وفاة طبيعة, يعني so and so died a natural death. So the verb here is توفي, يعني from the bab تفاعل, and وفات, يعني and it's, يعني تفاعل, it's, يعني the master should be, يعني تفاعل, تفاعل from تفاعل, but here we see the master is وفات, يعني which is a مجرد, master from a مجرد verb, and توفي is a مزيد verb, so this is also a cognate master with a master used in the sentence to emphasize or to clarify the type of the action of the verb is from a different bab, يعني from a مجرد bab, even though the verb is from a مزيد. توفي فلان وفاتن طبيعة, وفاتن طبيعة, يعني وفاتن here, the master here is intended for the bayan and no, يعني because it's followed by an adjective. And with this we're going to stop, and I hope inshallah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we go back and review these, this lesson especially, because it has a lot of important information and it's quite detailed. May Allah help us to comprehend it and to grasp it and to hold on to it and to benefit from it in our reading of the Quran and in reading of the Hadith and in our studying of the Deen. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us success in doing deeds that are pleasing to Him, in accordance with the Sunnah of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that he recognized reward and record our good deeds, that he pardon, forgive, and overlook our mistakes and errors, and that he grants al-thabat ala sirat al-mustaqim, such that we remain yani on this straight path until we return to Allah in a condition being pleasing to him and pleased with him, and that he grant yani recovery, speedy recovery, and complete recovery to those amongst us who are sick, and that he shower his rahmah upon those who have passed away, and that he fill their graves with light and make them spacious, and that he protect them from the punishment of the grave and the punishment of the fire, and that he admit them into his paradise. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Homework assignment will be coming for the next lesson 29 tomorrow, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. If a person wants to, there's no need to wait for the homework assignment. You can start going to the next lesson and read the English key at least, and the dialogue, and maybe even start looking at the exercises. May Allah grant you success in whatever you do.